What's going on, my friends? Dr. Bruce back in the house here for another edition of the Solopreneur Movement podcast. Every week I try to come into your life with some type of content that I believe will move the needle for you personally and or professionally, tied to your sales, service, marketing, and of course, all of this is a mindset. And this past week, I had the pleasure of going out to Baton Rouge and speaking at an event at LSU Stadium, right? So I'm not saying I was at the LSU Stadium sold out in front of 100,000 people, but I was inside the locker room, you know, where the team facility is there, where they watch film and all that kind of stuff, a beautiful auditorium, thanks to my friends at Assurance Financial. And I spoke on the concept of turn your pitch into money, right? Every single day as salespeople, we are constantly pitching our services. We are constantly having conversations. And the way that we coach this is that every single day that you should be out there just sharing your core values, you're sharing your beliefs, right? I picture this as there's 7 billion people on the planet. And if a certain percentage of those people are in my target market, do they know who I am, what I do, why I matter? And can I articulate my value and my message when I get in front of those people? And I am trying to attract the right people into my life, and I am trying to repel the wrong people from my life. It doesn't make me right or them wrong when we're not in alignment with our beliefs. It just means that we're not a good fit for our services, right? And I know that a lot of us, if we've been working in business for a long time, then you know, a lot of times we want to convince other people that we're good enough or that they should share our beliefs, right? And that gets us in a lot of trouble, because then all of a sudden you're trying to attract the wrong people and the wrong types of people who do not share your beliefs. And those deals typically turn into nightmares, right? Those deals are typically, you know, high maintenance people. We're not in alignment. We're trying to convince them that we're good enough, and it becomes very transactional, all right? And the reason I'm bringing up this topic, relating it back to LSU Stadium, you know, Death Valley there, where, you know, the historic Louisiana State University Tigers and their whole history, right? I love college athletics, right? Some of you don't know this, but I'm a former college professor. I have my PhD in human performance, but I also ran the sport business program in the Texas A&M system for a year. And, you know, like coming from athletics, I just love athletics. I love the sport business side of it, especially on the athletic stages there at the universities. But why do I love it so much is because when you go into a facility like that, right? I'm a big Michigan fan, go Blue. When you go into a stadium like LSU, you see their core values and they're everywhere, right? And so a lot of companies have their core values, right? This is our vision statement, our mission statement. This is why we do what I do. And we never want to get away from our core values, right? When we get out of alignment with our core values, that's when we create a lot of friction in our lives, and we go down this path to where it's taking us down the wrong way, right? And so I think about that, though, for all of us as individuals, we have a set of core values, but a lot of times we don't really exude those set of core values at all times, right? I'm a big believer in the 80-20 rule, right? 80% of the time, man, I want to practice what I preach. I want to be on the straight and narrow. And so as a personal brand, I need to have a deep conviction in my core values. I need to have something that holds me accountable to the things that I know I should be doing. And that's really what your core values are. So that's the message that I want to really exude or really portray with all of you today is, are you in alignment with your individual core values? And of course, are you in alignment with your company core values? Because they shouldn't be that different. When you get out of alignment in one area or another, whether that's personally, professionally, or with your company, then that's where it's going to create some different issues for you, all right? So my core values, you know, I believe trained always outperform untrained. I believe everybody needs a coach in life. I believe everybody competes harder when there's a scoreboard. I believe the little things become the big things. I believe every single day I'm going to wake up and I'm going to chase my own potential, and hopefully I inspire others to reach theirs. Every day I'm going to do my best and forget the rest. I believe in compound effect, right? I get 1% better every single day. I go to bed tired and I wake up hungry. You know, success in one area doesn't justify failure in another. I believe we become the sum total of the people we hang around the most. I have a lot of beliefs and I have a lot of core values, all right? But what I have found is if I don't keep them front and center, if I don't write them down, if I'm not writing down my affirmations and my gratitudes and my intentions, and I don't constantly look at these things and really do that test. Am I in alignment today with my core values? Then I get out of alignment. And when I get out of alignment is when a lot of bad things can happen. All right. So just a quick shot of energy for you this week for the solopreneur movement. It really is like, are you in alignment with your core values? Have you clearly defined your core values? And by the way, another thing, like, why are they called core values? You guys got me fired up today. I got myself fired up today. All right. Why are they called core values? Is because they're at your core. And what that really means is, unless something catastrophic happens in your life, right, that really makes you test your core values, then they're going to be your core values for life, right? Like, they might change, they might adapt, they might get even stronger. But at the end of the day, like, that's why they're called core values, is when you start to unpeel that onion layer of why, you get down to the core values, all right? And that's what I really want for with this exercise is, you know, again, can you clearly articulate your core values? Can you clearly articulate your value, your beliefs? So then that way, whether you're talking to one of your favorite advocates, one of your best friends, one of your family members, or a potential client, a prospect, a consumer, can you clearly articulate who you are, what you do, why you matter, why you do what you do, and those core beliefs that you have? And if you can do that properly, I promise you, you're going to start noticing all things in your life are going to be aligned a whole lot more. And because of that, things will become a whole lot easier for you in your life. So as always, if you're interested in learning more about Dr. Bruce, our coaching, our CRM, please do not hesitate to reach out to us. Otherwise, continue to go out there and make an impact in other people's lives. Move in the opposite direction of the world's negative pole. That's another one of my core values, right? There's internal and external. Internally, there's going to be things, my own head trash, my imposter syndrome, I don't feel like doing it today, right? That's a core value. I got to move in the opposite direction of sometimes my own negative thoughts, feelings, emotions, right? And then there's going to be external things that every single day, the news, the market, the things that are going on, I got to move in the opposite direction of that as well. So clearly articulate your value, your core values, and then just go out there and be able to articulate that to other people and be in alignment every single day. We wake up and we get a little bit closer to our goals, or we get a little bit further away from our goals. Momentum is just energy that's moving in one direction. It's either moving in a positive direction when we're in alignment, or it's moving in the opposite direction when we're not in alignment, right? So I hope that all of you, every day, you're moving closer to your goals through your core values. Thank you.